estaba cabrona.
Sí, porque no me recogiste la casa.
Y tú durmiendo, yo vine para acá hoy por la mañana y me puse a hacer los platos. Y la única razón por la cual no lo terminé fue porque el niño vino para acá y quería la leche.
Y él me fue para allá para despertarme.
¿A qué hora?
Varias veces. ¿Por la mañana?
No. That had to have been there when I went outside, that I went outside to smoke for a minute, and then I came back in. And he went outside and he goes, estaba buscando, estaba... I love when he uses his hands. Estaba buscando, estaba buscando.
He went into the room looking for you.
That must have been that moment then.
Pues, ¿dónde está papi? Yo no sé, está afuera.
Well, I still have to do my posting for Beckerman.
No, I did that one.
Yeah, but I haven't done it.
And I'm starting to work on my synthesis paper with the last one, which I'm doing on cyberloafing.
For Drew?
No, for Beckerman, so I can be done with it. There's a posting 6, and then there's the last paper.
For Beckerman?
Mm-hmm, which is an ethical issue in your organization.
And for Drew, what we have left is...
For Drew is
the project?
The work, yes. There's a chat.
What day is the chat?
I think April 9th.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, today at noon, I'm going to meet Ricardo at the parish. I have to take apart that pool, put in the new liner.
You found the liner?
I had to go to 4 different places, and I found... Pinch a Penny over here on Bird Road, they said I had to order it. It was special order. They don't keep any of those things anymore. I went to Home Depot, the Home Depot next to where Carla works. They didn't have it. They didn't have even those liners from landscaping.
The ponds, right.
I went to Walmart. They didn't have it. I went to the other Home Depot across the street from Walmart. And so they had it, and they had one, and I hope it'll be big enough to be able to do it, but it's black. It's a black liner.
What did you have there before?
A blue liner, a blue pool liner, you know.
Well, I don't think it really matters.
No, I don't think it's going to matter, but, you know, as long as it's,
I've
it
never
resists,
noticed which color
as long
it
as
is.
It resists, at least for tomorrow night.
That's what's important.
You know? And so I'm hoping that'll do well.
You didn't tell me. How did it go yesterday?
Where?
At church.
I went well. Angulo's homily was very innocuous.
As usual.
Everything went well. I spoke to Father Frank. He went in. He was all nervous because we're working today together.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know, I was reading about what had to be done. And I go, look, I said, chill. He goes, you've done it before. I said, I've been doing it for 10 years. Okay. I said, don't worry about it. I know how to do everything. You concentrate on your homily. And he goes, do you want to preach? And I go, no, you're the one who's preaching. And he goes, no, because, you know, I mean, I'm preaching on Sunday already. And I go, I'm preaching the Easter Vigil. I don't need to. I said, that's one less thing I have to worry about. I go, you go ahead and do that. And then he was, he goes to me, oh, congratulations on your new position. I hear you're going to be vice principal of the school. And I told him, yeah. And he goes, oh, you're going to be working with Sister Marissa. Oh, she's so wonderful.
So he likes her?
Yes, he loves Sister Marissa. He says, she's so wonderful. She was the she was the principal at Little Flower. When I was there teaching CCD, and she's just such a wonderful person, and she's so nice, and all this other stuff.
You need to bring him by to win her over.
And I told him, you know, you would have been good for Father Davis's position.
Yeah, but it was just lack of experience.
Yeah. So anyway, so let's see. And my mom says that she's going to go at 3.
For the Stations of the Cross.
For the Stations of the Cross, and then she's going to stay at 4. For the Good Friday service, so that you can go at 7 and you can leave her the baby.
Oh, great.
Okay.
What about your mom has to be there for the Easter Vigil?
And Teresita wants to go because Nadine's going to be baptized there.
Oh.
So,
I'm going to try to go and stay as long as I can.
Maybe my sister will take care of him. Maybe he'll even sleep there. Why not?
Sleep there?
Pick them up on Sunday morning.
Yeah. Well, ask her.
How's the coffee?
It's very good. I only had I bought French vanilla cream because that was the only one that they had at BJ's.
It was fine. I was getting kind of tired of the creme brulee.
Okay, I'm gonna go to my school. I need to give the tickets to the other teachers for the youth fair stuff that I turned in. And I'll take Cordo.
Okay, what time are you leaving?
When the house is picked up.
Oh, so that'll mean, you know, tomorrow or something.
Oh, like okay, so then you can stay here, finish picking up the house.
I'll pick up just a little bit. I'm not going to pick up the whole thing, okay? I mean, Teresita's room is disgusting. She needs to pick that up. And David's not here. I imagine he went to work.
Mm-hmm.
Y tengo un dolor de cabeza de este tamaño.
Why don't you take some Tylenol?
I am. I'm going to take some. And as usual,
I put it next to your side of the bed.
As usual. Every time Easter comes that I have to do all this stuff in the parish, I get sick.
Well, Gordo's sick too.
Me dio una entrada de pata anoche. I don't know how many times he kicked me in the bed.
No, I don't remember him kicking me. So he must have been facing
you
the whole time.
No, it was me. He was kicking me the whole time. I didn't sleep very well either. I was waking up at 3 and at 4 and 5.
No, I slept pretty well.
Yeah, I know you did. You were snoring.
And I must have slept well.
And quite loud, I might add. And Gordo was snoring really loud, too. So anyway. And I'll go drop that off at the motorhome when I leave for the parish. Well, ¿de qué más quieres hablar?
Yesterday, the principal called me in. She goes, I want to talk to you before I speak to that teacher.
The one that has that problem.
And I go, she goes to me, I want to speak to you before I talk to her because I want the union to be okay with this. And I go, okay. And so I go to, well, you know, let me know what's going on. She goes, no, I'm telling you what I'm planning to do because, you know, when she comes in, she's probably going to be upset or whatever. She might come to you.
Okay, she's coming back to work?
She came back to work. She came back to work. Yeah. You know, I was mentioning that, you know, people talk about the Catholic Church and how priests that molest children.
Just got transferred from one place to another, and the school system's doing
the
same thing.
The school system is about the same category then. Because her dad is an attorney, and her brother's an attorney. So they're more scared of the lawsuit than they are of ethical.
Right, they're more scared of the lawsuit from her as an employee than the lawsuit from the parents.
Because the parents didn't do anything. The parents that were concerned took them out, took the kids out. That's a free program. You know, and so, but anyhow, she goes, she had come to me, the principal had come to me a couple days ago. She goes, that person that you sent me an email and the resume, do you know them personally? I go, truthfully, no. I know her boyfriend. I know her via email, but, you know, because we've, you know, gone back and forth, and she's in a position where she wants to.
Who's this?
La novia de the manager from Payway.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Right.
That she was in that school.
She's in Bel Air. She's a fifth grade ESC. Well, that's exactly what she needs over here. Pero ella no quiere traer a alguien. Entonces, she goes, I don't
know. To then tell them that they have to leave again.
No, because she's been working there less than 3 years. She has to get that approved. She, you know, it's the bureaucracy. It takes a while. So she goes, I need the person that I have up there now, no da la talla, you know? I mean, I need to get rid of them. And I need to bring in somebody else. But with that other person, they're already in the system, so it's going to take a longer time. even though they're in the system, they're somewhere else, so it has to get approved by the district, the change.
And the principals and stuff, right?
The you remember what I went through. Okay. And so she goes, because I had told her, if she comes back, what we need to do is don't put her in that classroom. Put her in a higher grade, you know, where kids can talk and kids can, you know, tell you exactly what's going on. And so she goes, yeah, but I think she's only certified for pre-K. I go, entonces estamos, you know, stuck with her. And don't say she goes to me, no, but I looked up her stuff, and she is K through 6, pre-K, and K through 6, elementary. I go, perfect. And she's emotionally.
Put her with sixth grades.
No, we don't have sixth grade.
Oh, that's
grade.
Right. Put her with fifth grade students.
She goes, they will eat her alive.
And she'll leave.
Of course. Eso es lo que tú quieres. Le dije, la unión me va a botar. Porque yo no estoy. She goes, no, I go, no, eso, pero es que yo le dije, eso es lo que tú tenías que hacer desde un principio. She goes, sí, pero es que yo no sabía que ella estaba, you know, certificada hasta
quinto grado. Y no miran los papeles y los expedientes de la gente.
Ay, mi amor, ella es una principal nueva, you know. Ella está, tú sabes, she's great, but she's new. Ella no se sabe todavía cómo access the things or how to, you know, she goes, she has people, you know, the person that gave her the position or whatever and told her, listen, look at what she's, you know, certified in. Because that's the first thing I had asked her. What is she certified in? Put her somewhere else. But I guess she hadn't really done it until she, you know, somebody told her how to do it. Entonces, yo le dije, ay, sí que no puedo decir nada porque si es una decisión administrativa. Si a mí me cambia mañana de first grade a algo que yo no quiero, quinto grado, como me hizo la principal de la otra escuela, she has every right to do so. Ahí, it's her administrative decision that I would do best in this class. Whether I like it or not, that's, I mean, they should take that into consideration, but they don't have to.
But at any rate, didn't they get somebody to replace her while she was gone?
They had a sub.
And so what happened when this woman came back?
Well, she requested not to have the people that, you know, made the allegations in the classroom. And she said, look, I have nowhere else to put them. So she obviously felt very uncomfortable
Good.
Working there. But then that's also something that our principal told, la principal me dijo, como ella me había dicho que ella quería no estar con esta persona, yo le voy a decir que, mira, como tú te sientes, que piense que sea por ella.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yo le dije, perfecto. Así ella piensa que tú le estás haciendo un favor a ella. Y ella no va a dar la talla para eso. Porque ahí me lo dijo.
¿Y todos esos chiquitos hablan?
Oye, yeah. They're emotionally, you know, disabled. Pero le dicen hasta alma mía. Entonces por eso la otra no podía. ESC is really, really, really difficult.
I know.
Más cuando, when you have, you know, kids that are the violent ones. Los que, entonces, la cosa pasó que ayer, durante, ella tenía una reunión. Like a CST, it's like a child study team. So she was meeting with some parents and a counselor, whatever. So she wasn't in the classroom. Y entonces, ¿quién me vino a decir eso, Dios mío? Yo creo que fue Lily. Me vino a decir, no, que uno de los niños de la clase de ahí, de ella, lo encontraron en la calle descalzo. Running through the street. Entonces, figúrate, la principal le cayó a ellos. dije, ¿pero qué pasó? Entonces, la principal fue adentro de la clase, que, you know, to find out what happened. How could this child just walk out? Entonces, habían dejado, había, there was like an electrical cord that didn't keep the door from closing all the way. The child snuck out.
But this is from your school?
Yeah. From her class.
Where are you going? Okay, hurry up because I don't want you to leave your brother out there alone.
And the child snuck out, so the principal went in there to try to see how could this happen and how to prevent it from happening again. Porque dice que the person that, two people that found it, you know, figurate, it's around the park, people walk around, you know, so they found these, un niñito chiquitico, sin zapato, because it was nap time, corriendo por ahí. Entonces, they brought him back. Dice que el señor was a Vietnam veteran. Y dice que estaba hasta llorando porque dice que le recordó a los niños in Vietnam, you know, running with the bombs and the stuff and barefoot. And you know, dice que estaba, you know, he was really traumatized with the whole thing. Figúrate, and it looks horrible on the school. Entonces, She goes, so I went in there, I was talking to the aides. ¿Y tú sabes dónde estaba la doña? I know she was in a meeting during that time. She goes, yeah, but it's her classroom. Ella estaba recogiendo como si no fuera nada con ella. She goes, si es tu clase, donde algo que pasó con tu estudiante, tú no vas a estar ahí presente para que no ocurra de nuevo.
Y esta es la misma que fue acusada.
Sí.
So she doesn't give a damn about the kids.
No, she doesn't. Of course she doesn't. Y esta no es la primera vez que le ha caído esto arriba. En otra escuela. O sea, yo le había dicho, eventualmente ella se va a ir. Pero le va a tirar ese problema a otra persona. Ahora la cosa es que en fifth grade, y así, ella está en el building de nosotros, donde ella puede estar constantemente vigilando y tiene personas al lado. Y ella seguro que le va a decir a las maestras al lado que sean bien vigilantes, you know? Y además de eso, ella puede estar constantemente chequeándole lo, because ella es un desastre. She doesn't have plans, she doesn't have, you know, she comes up with things al último minuto. Ella no toma eso en serio. Bueno. Pero yo le dije, perfecto. Eso es lo perfecto, porque exactamente lo que yo le había dicho a la principal desde un principio. Yo le había dicho, tenemos que meterla en una clase para acá, donde podemos estar y ustedes, tú sabes, caminar, you know, en la clase, lo que sea. Entonces yo le dije, oye, la niña me va a botar, me va a botar para carajo. She goes, you know, because, sinceramente, la unión es secundario. Para mí lo primero
es los niños.
Es los niños.
Absolutely.
Y además, eso es lo que dice el contrato. Que the primary purpose of the educator is the student. So I'm going by the contract. Que me diga. Pero además ella no está haciendo nada. Claro, las dos sabemos que lo que queremos es que se vaya para carajo, pero pero ahí sí que puede ella documentar, porque ahí ella sí que tiene que tener las cosas bien organizadas.
I think Christy's gonna start in our school in June.
She already resigned?
Well, I don't know if she's resigned. She hasn't signed the contract yet.
She hasn't resigned.
But I think they started calling people down to sign the contracts on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not Thursday, what's yesterday? Yesterday was Wednesday? Yeah, yesterday. No, yesterday was Thursday.
Yes.
No, Wednesday. I'm sorry. They started calling people down. So I imagine that they'll be calling her soon to go sign her contract. And then the nun said that to see if she could be coming in, you know, at some point, maybe for like a week or something, just to see how things are, and then probably start in June to try and get the.
Yo te digo sinceramente, yo sé que Stephanie really wants to, you know, work there or whatever. Pero
it might be better for her not to.
For you and for her. Porque, ¿qué pasa con las cosas de Oscarito que vienen a ti? ¿Qué va a pasar con las cosas de ella?
They're going to come to me.
Right. So.
No, mi papá me lo dijo. Mi papá me lo dijo, mira, alégrate que no le den trabajo ahí a David. Y esta
David,
chiquita, bueno,
David
ya está
es
ahí.
Muy
no, David, uff. A David lo van a botar de varios lugares. Si no se cuida. What I told her is get your certification.
Exactly.
In social studies so that you can work at a public school. And then she told me, no, Lewis was saying that in Ferguson there's going to be openings for 6 new teachers in every department. And I go, well, there's your entry right there.
Exactly.
You know?
There's always openings in.
And she said, yeah, but, you know, I don't want to work in public school. And I go, well, you know what? If you work in a public school, Stephen, you're going to make more money than what I'm making right now. Okay? And I said, so go ahead and start doing that. And the only way you're going to get fired is if you do something to one of the kids.
Yes. Unless you have, during the first 30 days or first, they have the option to, you know, if they see that you're really bad, they can throw you out.
Yeah,
within
come on.
The first 30 days. Cuando estábamos en la clase el sábado, that Mancibo was talking about that.
He's
there
such
was
a
teacher.
Jerk.
Yeah,
I can't stand him.
That there was a teacher, that they had, you know, done a whole bunch of things. I know exactly who they were talking about. That from, you know, from the school I was at before. And I go, did you get hired somewhere else? Y esa maestra no hacía nada. Se sentaba en la clase, ¿tú sabes qué? A comer y a organizar la cartera. Entonces le preguntaba a los muchachos, are you sick? Are you sick? And if they were sick and they were out, they would ask them, what did you have? Oh, no, I had, you know, stomach virus. Oh, stomach virus. Okay. She would come back and say, no, she's sick. And she would ask for workers' compensation because she got the stomach virus from a kid in the class.
How do people like that get jobs?
Espérate. That's not the worst. Y se robaba cosas. Ella, yo la cogí una vez. Going through my desk.
Oh, that's the one that you caught going through your desk
yeah.
over here?
Yeah. No, not here.
At the other one.
Right. Y ya me lo había dicho mi hermana, me lo había dicho varias personas. Cuidado, no dejes nada de valor porque esta se lo lleva. Así que, a thief. No. ¿Y todavía está en el sistema?
That's just amazing to me.
Y entonces, cuando ya Mancibo had done everything, because it takes, you have to document those things for a long time, okay? Cuando ya él lo tenía todo, la principal dijo, no, a mí me da, tú sabes, era la otra principal, no esta. Esta lo hubiera votado, you know. Si le caía mal, no.
That's the thing with my school, since we work on contract, you break your contract, you're out.
No, they have to hear. They give you the opportunity, they put you on an improvement plan, and if you don't improve, then it takes a long time. There's a lot
of here they, you know, we try to help you out. You know, we'll put a mentor, we'll give you ideas, we'll talk to you, but if it doesn't improve, you're out. You're out. I wish they would do that with the kids. Because the parents, in essence, sign a contract with the, you know, with the kids when they get there, which is the handbook. You break that, you should be out.
Right.
Oh, no, but the kids continue to go, you know. I'm just, I don't know. That really bothers me. I'm looking for a rough year next year. I'm telling you, it's going to be rough. I have the teachers on one side expecting me to do everything. I have, I don't know.
Invita a Father Frank a alguna de las celebraciones y díselo a Sister porque si él le gusta a ella y tú sabes, se caen bien.
Yeah, I'll tell her. Bueno, not her. I gotta tell Sister Lourdes. Para el año que viene, you know, to put him on schedule for to go and celebrate Mass.
Right.
Because Father Davis used to bring people all the time, but that was him. But now Father Asern is going to be doing the same thing, so. I'm hungry. No tiene hambre.
I'm still having coffee.
I already have my coffee. I'm hungry.
Voy a buscar algo.
Pero no se puede comer carne.
Pastelito guayaba y queso.
Ay, wow, that sounds pretty good.
De coco.
Pero bueno. Estamos conectados. I guess we could hop in the car with it and go get it. It's portable. You want to?
No.
Just hop in the car and go get some pastelitos?
No.
Yeah, he could be babysitting. He's outside right now. I mean, apparently he's keeping the kids entertained.
In my cyberloafing paper, I have 6 pages. It has to be 10.
So I don't know what I'm going to do that paper on. I have no idea.
What ethical... Come on, you must have done something like
that. What ethical dilemma do I have in my place of business? Let me see. I hate my boss. I think she's a hypocrite. My ethical dilemma, the fact that I'm choosing to work with her closer now in my new position. That's my ethical dilemma. I don't know how I'm going to work that in.
Isn't there something you've done in St. Thomas about ethics? Porque esta señora no, even though that's what the guidelines say, tú sabes que ella te da full credit for just doing it.
Esa mujer todavía no más, she hasn't given me back my grade on the presentation. And it really bothers me that Richard got the same thing that
know?
I...
How do you know? You don't know.
Because
notice.
Everybody was saying it. Everybody got a 20 on their presentation. I mean, come on. My presentation was a hell of a lot better than a lot of other people's there.
Yes, but... I got my grade the day after. And I posted my thing during class.
I sent her my thing on Monday, the day right after class, and it's Friday today, and she still hasn't posted my grade.
Then you send her an email, Dr. Beckerman. Just wanted to confirm that you did receive my...
She did. She sent me an email that she received it.
Oh, okay. Were you able to open it all right? You know,